The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and it is that time of the month, you know, where we are going to do the angel messages for the upcoming month. So every month we do this. We did it for the whole year back in January. I think it was the end of December. I try to get it close to the beginning of the month as best I can. So that would be today. And we're doing guidance for what's coming up. Because, boy, have we been through it in September, all of this year, 2017. This has been one of those years. And this is an interesting one that I want to share with you today. And I have some focus and some tips that I received. I did a calling out to the angels. I asked for the guidance, what to share with you today. And that's what I'm bringing through. With that, I also do my research and my homework. And I see we have a full moon coming on September 6th, and that's in Pisces. And that energy, when I started to study that and research after what Michael had told me, because Michael was the angel that came in first, Archangel Michael. And there's a few that did come in, but that one in particular, and all of what we're feeling right now, and you'll even hear it within myself, because you feel like you don't know if you're coming or going sometimes. And then you feel like, wait, am I grounded? Wait, where did I put this? If you keep losing things or time lapses, I'm going to tell you what, yesterday we had two of them, and I had some interesting things this morning. It's been a couple of hours of trying to locate things, like my headset so I can hear you, Brian, and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, they just disappear into thin air, and then they're where you left them to begin with. We had this happen yesterday a couple of times too, and I have witness to that one. So, and we both were just looking at each other like, no way, that did not happen. Yes, we're kind of experiencing some interesting movement in time. And so if some of you feel like you've lost a little segment of time, or you feel like, wait, did I not remember something? Or maybe you made a decision when you were resonating at a different frequency, and then you come to another frequency, because we seem to be shifting in and out of that as well. So some of you might be experiencing, I know I made a decision, but I don't know what it was. Take a deep breath. I don't want everybody freaking out, going straight into fear mode. There's something wrong, if there isn't something wrong. We're acclimating to being in a different environment completely. It has been a lot. And first and foremost, I want to say out there to everyone that is dealing with a lot of the natural flooding, the disasters, all of that stuff going on in Texas, my heart's been with you the whole time. I felt a very strong surge right before that thing happened. And I'm just with you guys in heart, spirit, prayers. We're sending so much love to you. And I did want to say that. I have family out in Texas too. But they're all okay. I just am really feeling for all those people I don't even know personally. I'm just really feeling for anybody across the world, anywhere that's going through something tough, okay? I want to send love to that as well, to you, to whatever that situation is. We're all feeling something in a different way wherever we might be located, but when we just put that humanity and that love back into the world, it's a beautiful thing. Even in the times of tough times, we see that, and we're seeing that. Humanity has a beautiful heart when they allow it to open and let light shine through. And that's what I want to support and tap into so we can heal. So that's one big thing I wanted to say. I wanted to put that out there. I'm not a big one to go throwing that all over social media. I know a lot of people do that in support. I wanted to say it to you here personally. That's just the way I am. I don't really like doing all that. So here we go. What are we talking about? September, the angel guidance for September. Now, one of the biggest things when we go back to that was this moon in Pisces, which is very interesting. The Pisces moon, what is that Pisces energy? Part of what I was just describing is this feeling disoriented just a little bit. Pisces energy is very flexible, fluent, fluid, whatever the word is you want to use. It's very adaptable. It's kind of reminds me of the chameleon lizard. It just becomes its environment. You know, it just takes it on. That's very important point that Michael wanted me to share with you today, specifically about that energy that you will feel right now going through this full moon and into September, because we've just went through a big shift. Yes, we're all feeling it. You're feeling it in your way, okay? Not one way is the same as anybody else, but this energy is potent. However, it's going to follow your lead, okay? It's going to follow your lead. So it's very important that you take the reins here, your higher self, take the reins and use Pisces energy for what it's intended. Positive intention. Positive intention is extremely important. This is my urging to you from what I've experienced, and I've been working with this a little bit. Just kind of, I always do that. I'm always testing the waters of what I'm discovering. I'm fascinated by how energy works, and that's one of my passions in this world, and why I love metaphysics. It's all about what the energy is behind everything. Everything. So with this, we're working with the energy. So metaphysically, that's what I want to talk to you about with this energy. If your intentions aren't so positive, then it's going to follow that, and it's going to be easier for you to draw that in. You see what I'm saying? This is going to go enhancing what we call law of attraction, the spiritual law of attraction, but it's beyond that. We're now in a position where we can co-create. We co-create our lives, we co-create the energy. If you are aligning in a very positive way for the world, for you, sky's the limit here. You can change things that you're attracting to yourself. You can change the reality you're living in. Higher frequency, last week we talked about living in the fifth dimension. And that is exactly what some of you are experiencing right now. It really feels weird. You'll be third dimension, and all of a sudden you're fifth or you're fourth, and you're like, wait, I made that choice in the third. So you go back to third to find something, or you figure it out. Oh, that's right. That's what I did. Or you made it in the fifth. You were on a very high frequency that day. And then maybe you drop down. Something happens, and you kind of go into an old pattern. You drop back down to third, because you can do that. The higher you are, you can visit all the lower ones, but you get to the point where you really don't want to go there. And so now you're, oh wait, I got to go back up, and then I'll realize what I was doing. I know that sounds insane, and I'm doing my best to describe this in words. For some of you listening going, what the heck is she talking about? I understand totally. I really get that, and please be patient with me, because it's not very easy to put some of this stuff into words, but I'm trying my best. Now, it's interesting because Pisces energy is really going to enhance the frequency you're in, okay? So you want those positive intentions to matter. That's why I'm saying choose wisely. Make those intentions count, because you can really start to move into the new frequency, the new earth, the new whatever you want to call it. You know, there's so many different words out there that make it sound so deep and introspective, because it is introspective, because it is what we need to be doing to really, truly find our way in this. We have to go from within to make our world on the outside align with it. So, and that is what it's doing right now. It's aligning with wherever you are inside. So if you're not great inside, or you're not happy, or you're not this, or you're not that, and you just don't understand why you keep attracting things into your life, or you just, or why do I got to go through this again? It's kind of, you got to change it on the inside. And we've had people get angry about that. Like, it's not my fault. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're really now coming into a place where we can really take the reins and make some choices and take responsibility for, you know, what you have going on. We're all doing that. I'm doing that. I mean, I was looking everywhere for my headset, you know, the today. I was like, well, I have that every week. I always put it in the same place. And I'm thinking, what in the world? And there was that moment of, oh my gosh, I'm scrambling. I'm trying to figure out where it is. I'm like, oh no, what am I going to do? And then I had to just stop and I go, mm-mm, this is already resolved. This is how we work with the angels and how they can help us now. And that's what we'll go into as well, because we call on them, but you're calling on them in a gratitude, in a state of gratitude, as if it's already been answered, because they're always answered. They probably already know before you even ask. But we go into this moment of, instead of begging and pleasing, and I hope you hear me, that's really coming from a mindset of, I'm afraid they're not hearing me. I fear they're not hearing me. And you move it to a state of, they hear me and they're with me just fine. I'm fine. I'm not by myself in this. I can do this. I have support. So you're going into a different state in the mind and the thought with the intention, which immediately raises that frequency differently. Working with the angels in a higher frequency is a much easier. It's really just, it's already happened before you've even asked, kind of a thing. And if you're new to that, or you're like, wow, I gotta get used to that, that's exactly where you are. It's not in a bad place, but you're working to really wrap your brain, I guess, around, oh, I can do this. They are helping me. It's already been resolved. I just didn't see it. That's raising it. That's living in a fifth. And it's amazing. And then your intentions follow that. So this moon coming up, this energy in September is interesting. Go a little bit more into that as well, just to let you guys know. So with that, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to really start diving into some of the messages and guidance they gave me to share with you in this great time of change. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our video live stream. You can check that out at jenroyster.com, and we will be right back after the break. Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're working with angel messages for the month of September 2017. And Archangel Michael did come through very strong, and he really put my attention on that full moon coming on that is coming up on September 6th, and it's in Pisces. So that energy is really, if you think about it, I think it's a great energy to work with. It's very, very spiritual oriented. It takes you in, but it will also just align with where you want to go. So you really have some choices to make, and you want to make them count. And that was a big one that he said. Now, I got my notes here. So some of the other things with that, and let me lead by example, or you're just giving you an example of a situation. Say you have been putting a lot of effort and a lot of, you know, momentum and proactive, which is a fire energy. This month has some fire energy in it too, which is proactive. Okay, there's all kinds of different things going on out there. You have this smorgasbord of energy, and you're pulling in the energies that are going to really help you with your intentions. Pisces being one of them, because it's going to like, okay, let's do it that way then. You know, so watch out for going, you know, negative, or watch your shadow. Your shadow is going to come up and it's going to bubble to the surface a bit here and there. And that is, there's reason for that. It's showing you where the love is maybe not so much. Maybe you need to put a little bit more love in that area of your life. Maybe you need to cut yourself some slack, lighten up a little bit. Maybe it's time to let something go or heal. So when those things are coughing up and you don't want to keep repeating that, acknowledge it, listen to it, but do it like it's your third person, like you're just watching this like a film. You're watching history as it was, but you're not that anymore now. You'll identify more with your now that way. You'll see your now, okay, wait, this is where I am now. I was there, but I'm not going there anymore. When you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you're going to react the way you did before, you're just having a hard time with that. That's when you just stop and you go, no, we're going to do it different this time. We're not going there. And probably one of the most powerful messages I have ever learned from a metaphysical energy perspective is, and it's written in many different religions, but it's, you know, you do unto others, or what you send out comes back, what goes around comes around. I mean, you could say this in a lot of different ways. As above, so below. As inside, so outside of yourself. So, if you have something that you feel in conflict with, or a situation, or maybe a person, or something going on in a relationship, something, if you were to look at, okay, if I am going to cause blame on that person, that's actually coming back and I'm blaming myself. It's reflecting back. Every situation that's challenging you, look at it like it's a mirror, reflecting back something to you to learn inside. Approach that differently and watch your world change. It will. Then when you go, okay, I hear you. That's so easy to say. But then when we go apply it and now we're in this and I'm trying to figure it out, you just got to stay with it. You don't want to give up. Another one of the things that Michael said for September is you're fighting, you've been working hard, you've been, and I mean fighting for change, positive change, not negative fighting. And I know it's like you got to clarify yourself all the time these days, but I did. And you know, here you go. You have all of these things that are going on and you've been working hard and you just feel like things are sabotaging it, or why isn't it working out the way I wanted? That's where you don't want to give up. But is the universe trying to show you something? Is spirit, your higher self, trying to show you this is a fantastic idea, but let's tweak it a little bit? Maybe we just need to tweak it. Maybe we need to shift a direction or try a different approach. Pisces energy is great for that because it's so flexible. It's not like you're going to go down this path and you can't go, wait, stop, let's retweak. It's going to be, okay, cool, let's do it. I like that about this month a lot, because you don't want to be afraid to go in and try things. You don't want to be afraid to approach. You don't want to be afraid to explore new avenues. You don't want to be afraid to experience life. You're here living a life, right? The angels are very, very adamant about rejoice, love your life, even the parts that you would like differently. Choose to make them different. That is awesome. That is a great thing to do. So now another thing is, you know, maybe you've worked in something for a very long time, or you've been on a certain path for a very long time and you're just not feeling the same passion with that anymore. And so now you feel indecisive. That is another one that I want to bring up. It's a big point that we want to bring up in in what's going on for September is the indecisiveness and the second guessing that you might feel about decisions that you make. That's going to happen. You don't want to beat yourself up about that. Don't be hard on yourself about that. Just acknowledge, there it is. I'm second guessing. Why am I second guessing that? That's what you want to dive into. Not because you're second guessing, more of why. If you want to go deeper in that. What about when you make a big choice and then you start panicking a little bit? You're probably feeling some of that too out there. I made this big, huge decision. I did this big life change. Now I'm freaking out and second guessing it. You're going to probably feel that a little bit. Acknowledge it. It's just helping you review, process, fine tune. If you take a positive angle with anything that's coming up that seems a little freaky to you, take that positive angle. Go, you know what? That's coming up because I just need to understand that better, or maybe I just need to let that go more. Maybe I just need to go for it. Maybe I just need to let go. I can't hold all of this, carry all this old with me while I'm trying to create this whole new life. Now, I know some are doing that. So yeah, that can weigh you down. That's just trying to keep all of it together. It's like, what are we afraid of letting go? Why are you so afraid of letting it go? You have to ask yourself that. The Pisces energy is very, okay, let's change. Okay, let's go this way. It is. It's like that. It can also feel a little dreamy. You can feel a little disoriented. I was even feeling that this morning. I always feel these moons about a week ahead, and I definitely was feeling it this morning. It was interesting. And I just had to stop and go, stop, wait. And I had to just bring it back together and know that it was all going to be fine. And then immediately it was. I've been testing this with the angels on how to ask them, and they're being specific with me to share this with you. You know, we've been, like I said, I brought that up a little bit earlier, but we want to ask them in a way when we are, it's more of an invoking, it's calling on them, and asking sometimes is where we're tripping ourselves up. It's more of, thank you, Archangel Michael, for watching over me and protecting me. Thank you for helping me get this jar lid off. I can't seem to nudge, you know, just, I'm being funny, but I actually tried that yesterday and it worked, you know, so, you know, things like that happen. And I want you to know that's real because you're having gratitude. You're asking, it's an advanced form of communication. They don't have all that second guessing and fear and insecurity. They're to the point. So we're going to go through that a little bit more. We're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to dive into that a little bit more because there's power in how we work with the angels, especially in this new energy that we're in right now. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. We're talking about angel guidance for September, especially and particularly with some insight from Archangel Michael. And I want to pick up where I left off on the before the last break. And it's about how we're calling on the angels to help us. This is not new, but for some of you, it would be. And as you go higher in an energy frequency, Okay. As you are ascending, as you're becoming more conscious, more aware, as you are growing spiritually, saying it in all those different ways so it's connecting with however you understand it. And it, when you go up into a frequency of communication where it, you think about telepathy for a minute. That's just thoughts, exchanging thoughts, and nothing said. It's like in an instant, everybody understands where everybody is on that. You know, you just think it and it's like, oh, got it. It's a lot less confusing. There's much more clarity in it. Much more clarity. And I want to bring that up. This is a stepping stone to telepathy, really, because with angels, they are always going to answer you. And for some people, they feel like if they're not begging, asking, they're being demanding or something like that. You're always asking your higher divine, okay? Your divine, your higher self is part of that. You're working with that, and the angels assist you, okay? They assist you in this. So basically, if you have that divine within you and you are claiming, I got this, I am going to be a better person, whatever it is you're claiming, that is your proclamation. You are claiming this to the energy, to the universe. This is all metaphysic energy here. The angels just respond like, gotcha, we're on it. Here you go. This will help. And that's where the guidance comes in. This will help you achieve that, or this will support you. It's not about begging and asking 100 times. That's what they keep telling me. This is where it's shifting and changing for this new frequency in fifth dimension living in a lifestyle. You're choosing to live in a happy life. You're choosing that it's going to be prosperous. You're choosing that all your needs are met. And when you have that clarity versus please help me versus thank you for helping me resolve this financial crisis, thank you that it's going to come in. And then you have that faith, even if you can't see how it's going to be answered. You know it's going to be answered. You just know it. It's already been resolved. It's just got to trickle down into this timeline that's much slower. And it's not as slow as it used to be, but it's slower. So you might be waiting. You might be waiting for, okay, I asked, and, you know, and that hoping. Hope is a good thing. But it has this other slanted definition and vibe to it. I'm all about hope, positive hope. Hope is not giving up, believing in something that you can't see, knowing there, it's going to resolve itself. Not, I hope it works. Where did that sound like it was full of doubt to you? Because it did to me. That's not the energy you want in the word hope. You want hope is what I'm going to grab onto when I'm worn out and I don't see it right in front of me, or everything around me is falling apart, but I know deep inside somewhere this is going to find a better solution. This is going to pull me up and out, and I'm going to be better for it. That kind of hope. That's what you want to grab onto. That kind of energy moves energetic mountains, if you want to say. Metaphysically, when we're working with attracting in and changing and shifting something that's been redundant or keeps happening over and over again, you want to claim it. You want to claim that. So this is kind of like a law of attraction thing we're talking about here. However, when you're working with angels and they're saying, hey, use this Pisces energy right now, this energy in this month, is it's going to make it easier for you to get the hang of what I'm talking about. I kind of got excited when I saw that. Just claim it. Say, hey, thank you, Michael, for helping me find a parking. You know, you've heard that before. I think Doreen Virtue said that one time in her books. Thank you for helping me find a parking spot. See, she was saying it as if it had already been resolved. So, see, this isn't brand new. But for a lot of you, it probably sounds brand new. But more people are coming on. So it may shift the way you approach it. You might feel like, well, I don't want to be like that. Your higher self is coming to the front line here. And that's what you want to connect with. And that's what you want to be working and making choices from. We've talked about that before. Your ego, the ego side of us, that personality that second guesses and doubts and makes you feel insecure, makes you want to stay in something that you know, even though you're not happy in it, because that's a comfort zone, believe it or not. You could stay in a comfort zone that's absolutely crazy conditions, not helping you, supporting you at all, but it's what you know. It's what you know. But your higher self's going to say, let's get out of here. Let's go do this. And you're going to go, but I don't know that. That's ego going back and forth with higher self. Higher self is really where you're going to find your answers within yourself now. And the energy is already with you. The angels are just waiting. You know, they're waiting because positive intentions are so powerful. Positive intentions are going to really move right now. Now, negative intentions will too. So I don't want to go there because that's not the focus. And that's exactly what we don't want to focus on. Remember, the Pisces energy will go whichever way you want to go. So that's why we want to say choose wisely here. But a positive intention, you're planting a seed with the universe that this is the direction that you want to go. This is what you want to do. Maybe it's saying, I don't even know what my purpose is. Maybe you're trying to figure that out. Maybe you're second guessing what that is. One of the easiest ways to find that is to do things you absolutely love with passion that you never get tired of doing, that you would do if there was no money involved. Or maybe you put money into it. I mean, people do that all the time with a hobby. They're putting out, you know, they love golf. So look at all the stuff they buy to play golf. Okay, that's doing something, and that's a self-love of passion. Okay, what is your passion? You can make a living at your passion, but when that becomes the drive, the money, that's when it starts to get lost and confused. I just do what I'm doing right now because I love it. I'm not even worrying about that either. But it works itself out. It works itself out. And the growth that you feel from the inside will start to resonate in your life because you're now listening to higher self. The angels are totally hearing you. One of the biggest things was how you're asking them. They're asking you to just tell us, just say thank you for already helping you. That's what you want. If you have to write that down, write that down. So then when you're going, please help me with this, how about thank you for helping me with this? I look forward to seeing the outcome versus the destitution and the pain and the suffering. You're choosing to put the suffering down when this happens. I mean, yes, I know people are going through things. No kidding. We know they are out there in that crazy flood out in Texas. I know that. But I also see some beautiful human spirit coming up and shining. And I know a lot of love's being poured into the area. And focus on that. That's what being in this human life is all about, that amazing wow. When you see something like that come through, no matter what's happening around you, to me, that's everything. That's everything. And you can do that in your own personal life with whatever you have going on. They want to help you this way. They want you to shine. They want you to claim what you deserve. Believe in yourself that it can be achieved. Metaphysics is really into that. So that's why we focus on that. We focus on the energy behind everything that you're experiencing. Because there's things that happen with negative energies and emotions that can actually cause more of the pain and suffering, cause the physical ailments. I mean, that's when you look at metaphysics, that's what it's saying. When I started studying this, I really started applying it with everything, and I still do. And things that looked like they were going to be just such a deal breaker for my life, not so much. Not so much. You know, and you can do that too. You can. That's why I'm here sharing this, because I know I've applied it. You have to take this or leave it, whether it's for you or not. But honestly, give it a try. Next time you can't find or you can't figure, it could be simple. Some people say, I don't want to bother an angel because I can't find my car keys. Are you kidding? Michael helped me find this headset this morning. What? I'm like, I know it's here. I know it's here. I know you'll help me figure it out. Then there it is, right where I did leave it. You know, and you mean, have you ever done that before? Have you ever seen things and then they completely disappear and you've looked there 10 times, you knew you put it there, and then you come back after asking or believing, yes, I know it's here somewhere. You go back to that same spot and then it's just miraculously there, right? Yeah, it's kind of interesting how that happens, but I think sometimes when we're switching frequencies, that happens. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. Wow, there's a lot they really want to encourage you with today. This whole entire message is an angel message and guidance for you. It's a big pep talk, that's for sure. They're eager to help you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after this break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
And we are back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. We've been talking about angel guidance for the month of September. And most of this is definitely coming from Michael. But all the angels are kind of surrounding and around. They are just so eager to help. Jophiel comes in saying, don't forget, you know, if you need a little bit of positive vibe, call on me. Michael is saying, remember your intentions in this Pisces energy. They're like seeds you're planting, okay? They're very much like seeds. And one of the things was, There it is. This is the thing he wanted me to make sure I shared. And I did share this, I believe, with my newsletter. But this energy that's out there right now is not trying to power over you. That's not what the intention is. It wants to, it's seeking to become what you focus on, okay? It doesn't want to power over you. It seeks to become what you focus on. So that brings it right back to what are you focusing on? So now before we go off the air, that's probably one of the most important things to keep in mind, okay, while we're going through this month of September. Now, one of the things, I do want to read this. We got something in the email bag, and it was interesting. I'm just reading this now. So let me read this email to you. Renee writes, hi Jen, love your show. You are so inspiring. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I haven't been able to watch lately, but so glad I can now. And she's got that in all caps. Talking about shifts and changes going on in our lives, transitioning from 3D to 5 dimension. That's what she's talking about. It started off last April with losing my son unexpectedly. I'm so sorry. I totally feel like my life in the past year has been like living in the twilight zone. So many changes for me, like I'm waiting to wake up from a bad dream. I'm sure people can relate to this, Renee. So thank you for bringing this up. I had things come to the surface that I probably would have kept in the closet, but I know I had to face. And in trying times, you truly find out who is there for you and who isn't. One thing after the other, literally, one minute I'm happy, then angry, then crying. But through all that, I always kept my faith and never gave up and truly relied on giving it to God and the angels, which is a very hard thing to do, she says. And now I'm beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Wow, I'm just getting chills reading this to you guys. This is beautiful. On why I've been put through all these changes and challenges, even though I may have kicked and screamed a few times, to get me to my true, authentic spiritual self. It's a work in progress, but looking at things in a different light, giving love to it, makes all the difference in the world. That's beautiful. Wow. But I know something grand is on the horizon for me. Ah, see, this is inspirational, just reading this. I don't even know what she, maybe she's just sharing. I'm curious if any of my angels around me have anything they would like me to know. And as always, thank you for being so inspiring and just being real, Renee. I'm so humbled, and I'm just sitting here with those goosey vibes all over because that is so beautiful to read. She has gone through the trenches. She did not give up. Wow. And honestly, right in sync with what we've been talking about today. You don't want to give up. Michael said, don't give up. It's believing before you actually see it. And she's saying, well, you know, do they have anything for me? Are you kidding? They are celebrating your hard work. They are celebrating how far you've come, and you are totally moving into this new frequency. You are already, you know, pretty much living it to the way you're thinking. But sometimes we do have this part of us when there's been big loss, big challenges, as she was describing. We're grieving it, we're processing that, and then we have to let it go. The universe has been very generous. The divine is very generous with giving us the time we need and, you know, to let it go or never let it go, which I don't see that helping anybody, including the people that have moved on or crossed over. Because remember, if it's somebody that you've lost, they have joy, and love crosses all boundaries. And they have joy when we're living our life to the fullest, because that's what they would want for you. And you know, that's just, you know, to read her story, I'm kind of like, wow, in it. But she wants to know if they have anything for her. They are celebrating in joy with you because your heart has opened, your heart has grown, and it's shining out. And just sharing this email with all of you, you have just lit up the world and inspired others. You were doing that for me just reading it. Keep up the good work. They're saying, you're in the pocket. Just stay in the game. Don't leave it now, because it is really a beautiful thing to see. It really is. And I, you know, for me to receive an email like that, to read, and someone that's been going through it, and I have listeners out there for several years now. I mean, I've been on the air since 2010, and sometimes I don't hear from somebody for a really long time. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I hear they're still out there, and then they'll share how they've grown or what they have going on. It's absolutely beautiful. It inspires me and everyone we share it with. So I want to say thank you, Renee, for sharing that. They are with you. You are soaring. You are moving. Aligning that frequency and just what we were talking about today, that's what this month in September is all about. You're going to do very well, Renee, is what I'm hearing from your guardian angel, actually. You're going to do very well with this energy, with this mindset. So if there's something you've been wanting to move into, something new you want to start, and this really is for everybody, something new you want to start, something new you want to just, you know, really try, the energy in the month now can help you with that. Because we are in a frequency of new beginnings all over the place. Everything's about something fresh and something new. So utilize it. What can you bring in fresh to your life? What do you want to do? Do you want to improve on something you're already doing? You know, for some of us, it might be that. You just want to improve on what you're doing. Honestly, that's what I feel like I've been working on. I want to bring what we need now, and that's what I've been passionate about and sharing. And I put kind of like a hold on all the other things I was doing in my work to really connect and hear and listen and be a student myself. So each week on the show, that's what I'm doing. I am just right in this with you as it's coming in, because it is so new. It is so fresh. It's so alive. But metaphysics is about the energy behind everything. So if you just go back to some basics with that and you look at, well, what's the energy coming from me? Which is going to be your feelings and your emotions. Look at where your feelings and emotions are. Feelings and emotions can really take you to a place of very positive momentum or very negative. So keep a mindset with that. Be aware of what they're doing for you. Be aware, and then you'll be just fine. So I want to say thank you to everyone that's been listening, everyone that's been watching, everyone that's been supportive of the show. I appreciate every one of you. I love when you write these inspirational stories to share with others. That's beautiful. Thank you to all those that come and watch in the video chat or in the video live stream. We welcome you as well. That's something we added new in the last year, and that has been interesting. There's a lot to do into that. You know, it's a lot more. And we just want to help. We just want to keep, we want to keep the intention positive. We want to keep supporting you. And I personally feel like I work for the angelic realm. You know, that's been my life. I work with them. I listen to them. And they don't necessarily, I don't even know how to describe that. I just know that they're there. And I know that everything is going exactly the way it should. I want to say thank you. So we are out of time. I want to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And make those intentions count while you're in this month. Ask those angels, as this had already been, it's already been resolved with gratitude. And just watch what happens. And I would love to hear what happens if that's happening for you. Thank you so much. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.